At the moment, the chief concern about the decision made by acting president, Marcelino Pipiti, because with due respect, the court hasn't completed its decision on the case. Because if you look at the past judiciary cases, it has to be complete before the president or whoever can take any decision whether we can pardon somebody or not. But our concern is the court hasn't complete or hasn't given his decision, and they already pardoned that 14 MP. So we're really concerned about the respect of the judiciary. We all have to respect, and like President has said, that no one is above the law. So these are big concerns, and we worry about that, because we have to make sure that everyone is being treated equally and everyone have the same right and equal right to be treated. As the chairman of the Port Vila Town Councils, I'm really concerned about the way it's been done, and I think the authority concerned, they'll look more into to make sure that we have things to be done by rule of law, or everyone should follow good examples. We have to be very careful to things like this in future, because if we set out a precedent or if we set out as an example that is not good for the future, we'll get our investors worried to be part of our friends and our families in this country.
Do you think that if PPT was pardoning himself and the other 13 member of parliament during the weekend, he should also pardon the current detainees?
Well, that's what we think, because if we pardon ourselves, and we should also pardon the other detainees, eh? That's be equal, because law is for everyone. As the president said, that the law is for everyone. So if we do something good for us, we have to do something for good for others.
Did you raise the question when you meet with the president, Father Baldwin Lonsdale yesterday during the lunchtime?
Yes, I did. I did raise the concern about what's been happening. We've been concerned more that we have to treat all the detainees or whoever committed any criminal the same as others. It is better to treat any leaders the same as other detainees or other people who commit crimes. I think there might be some way of respect that Marcelino look at before he did the pardoning. But the big concern is if the president wants to pardon these 14 MPs, then we have it has to wait until the court has finished the sentence, the prosecution of the case, and then we can do something, or they can do something after the court sentence them.